家。
Sensor drone is intercepting this on Quad L-14.
That's within Klingon boundaries. Who are they fighting?
Unknown, sir.
I have an exterior visual.
Plotted a course on that cloud, Commander. It will pass into Federation space fairly close to us.
Heading?
Sir, it's on a precise heading for Earth.
Orty Kell, Kraus Frommeler, South Coast, say I have a margin. Sha Kosh Tree Kurs Table, I will roll a table of Colinar.
Colinar, the Frey Exerkel of Horte Possel.
Suk to go a Karshish book, Il faut faire passer cette typique de sauce logique. Es toll, die Ruppe Kraftsbach. So Kraftschaus Rajiv, Kolinar. Ich will Kos Rajiv, Kitok Willat. Ich kann der Reich Hedwell. Rief dort, es muss Masbach.
You received your appointment as Enterprise science officer?
Based, I am told, on your recommendation, Admiral. Thank you.
Then why aren't you aboard?
Captain Decker requested I complete final science briefing here before we leave on our mission.
At Starfleet. The Enterprise is in final preparation to leave dock.
Which will require 20 more hours at minimum,
12.
Admiral.
I'm on my way to a meeting with Admiral Aguirre, which will not last more than 3 minutes. Report to me on the Enterprise in 1 hour.
Report to you, sir?
It is my intention to be on that ship following that meeting. Report to me in 1 hour.
Scott, those departure orders, 12 hours, Starfleet cannot be serious.
Why aren't the Enterprise transporters operating, Mr. Scott?
Oh, we problems are just temporary. Admiral, we have just finished 18 months redesigning and refitting the Enterprise. How in the name of hell do they expect me to have her ready in 12 hours?
Take me over, please.
She needs more work, sir. A shakedown.
Mr. Scott. An alien object of unbelievable destructive power is less than 3 days away from this planet. The only starship in interception range is the Enterprise. Ready or not, she launches in 12 hours.
haven't had near enough transition time with all our new equipment. And the engines are not even tested at warp power. And I'm not tried, Captain.
2.5 years as Chief of Starfleet Operations may have made me a little stale, but I wouldn't exactly consider myself untried. They gave her back to me, Scotty.
Gave her back, sir? I doubt it was that easy with Nagura.
You're right.
Well, any man, if it managed such a feat, I would not dare disappoint. She'll launch on time, sir. And she'll be ready.
Thank you. drop pod is now available at Dock 6.
Permission to come aboard, sir.
Granted, sir. Welcome aboard, Admiral. Commander Scott, you're needed in engineering immediately.
Sir, you'll excuse me.
Flight deck, prepare for an incoming shuttlecraft.
Sir, if you'll follow me, I'll show you...
I think I can find my way in.
Aye, sir.
Bridge.
What's the next program? I'll get somebody down there as soon as I can, Claire. My people are all tied up now.
Captain, Starfleet just signaled your transfer of command order, sir.
Captain.
I appreciate the welcome. I wish the circumstances were less critical.
Epsilon 9 is monitoring the intruder keeper channel opened.
Aye, sir.
Where's Captain Decker?
He's in engineering, sir. He doesn't know.
Mr. Chico.
Aye, sir.
Assemble the crew on the recreation deck at 0400 hours. I want to show them what we're facing.
You wanted her back. You got her.
And Captain Decker?
He's been with this ship every minute of her refitting.
Ensign, the possibilities of our returning from this mission in one piece may have just doubled.
Check clear here, number 6.
Restoration coils. Dilithium crystals.
I knew it.
Air supply ducts open.
The transporter sensor was not activated.
Air equalization automatic off.
Faulty module.
Shuttlecraft.
Cleary, put a new backup sensor into the unit.
Aye, sir.
Emergency shutdown trip.
Admiral Kirk.
Oh, we're getting a top brass send off. Don't worry, she'll launch on schedule. We have to tow her out with our bare hands. Right, Scotty?
That we will, sir.
Let's talk.
Sure. Let me know when that backup's ready.
Aye, sir.
All due respect, sir, I hope this isn't some kind of Starfleet pep talk. I'm really too busy.
I'm taking over the center seat, Will.
You're what?
I'm replacing you as captain of the Enterprise. You'll stay on as executive officer. Temporary grade reduction to commander.
You personally are assuming command?
Yeah.
May I ask why?
My experience. 5 years out there dealing with unknowns like this. My familiarity with the Enterprise, its crew.
Admiral, this is an almost totally new Enterprise. You don't know her a tenth as well as I do.
That's why you're staying aboard. I'm sorry.
No, Admiral. I don't think you're sorry. Not one damn bit. I remember when you recommended me for this command. You told me how envious you were and how much you hoped you'd find a way to get a starship command again. Well, sir, it looks like you found a way.
Report to the bridge, Commander. Immediately.
Aye, sir.
Transporter room, come in, urgent. Red line on the transporter, Mr. Scott.
Transporter, do not engage.
It's too late. You're beaming now.
Do you read me, Starfleet? Override it. Pull them back.
Able to retrieve their pattern, Enterprise.
Give it to me. Starfleet, boost your mat again. We need more signal. More signal.
They're losing their pattern.
Oh, no. They're forming.
Do you have them?
Enterprise. What we got back didn't live long, fortunately.
Starfleet, Kirk. Please express my condolences to their families. Commander Sonax can be reached through the Vulcan Embassy. There was nothing you could have done, Rand. It wasn't your fault. Shaft 8.
Back that way, sir.
We have to replace Commander Sonak. I'd still like a Vulcan there, if possible.
None available, Captain. In fact, there's no one who's fully rated on this design.
You are, Mr. Decker. I'm afraid you're going to have to double as science officer.
That's all we know about it. Except that it is now 53.4 hours away from Earth. Enterprise is the only Federation starship that stands in its way.
Our orders are to intercept, investigate, and take whatever action is necessary and possible.
Bridge to Captain. Priority signal from Epsilon 9.
Put it on viewer.
On viewer, sir.
Enterprise, the cloud is definitely a power field of some kind. Measures, my God, over 2 AUs in diameter. Must be something incredible inside there generating it. We're transmitting lingua code friendship messages on all frequencies. No response.
I have a null reading at the center of the cloud.
Definitely something inside there, but all scans are being reflected back.
Some kind of power surge.
Receiving an odd pattern now.
Enterprise, they could be mistaking our scans as a hostile act.
Seem to be reacting to our scans.
Deflectors, emergency full. We are under attack.
External view. You're off. Pre-launch countdown will commence in 40 minutes.
Transporter system fully repaired and functioning normally, sir.
Dock signals clear, Captain. Reply, we are holding position awaiting final crew replacements.
Aye, sir.
Transporter personnel reports the navigator, Lieutenant Ilea. She's already aboard and en route to the bridge, sir. She's Delton, Captain.
Lieutenant Ilea, reporting for duty, sir.
Welcome aboard, Lieutenant.
Hello, Ilea.
Decker.
I was stationed on the Lieutenant's home planet some years ago.
Commander Decker?
Yes, our exec and science officer.
Captain Kirk has the utmost confidence in me.
And in you too, Lieutenant.
My oath of celibacy is on record, Captain. May I assume my duties?
By all means.
Captain, Starfleet reports our last six crew members are ready to beam up, but one of them is refusing to step into the transporter.
Oh? I'll see to it that he beams, huh? Transporter room.
Helen.
Yes, sir?
What was the problem down there?
He insisted we go first, sir.
Said something about first seeing how it scrambled our molecules.
That's a familiar ring, isn't it? Starfleet, this is Captain Kirk. Beam that officer up now.
Man who swore he'd never return to Starfleet.
Just a moment, Captain, sir. I'll explain what happened. Your revered Admiral Nagura invoked a little-known, seldom-used reserve activation clause. In simpler language, Captain, they drafted me.
They didn't.
This was your idea. This was your idea, wasn't it?
Bones is a thing out there.
Why is any object we don't understand always called a thing?
Headed this way. I need you. Damn it, Bones. I need you. Badly.
Permission to come aboard?
Permission granted, sir.
Well, Jim, I hear Chapel's an MD now. Well, I'm going to need a top nurse, not a doctor who'll argue every little diagnosis with me. And they probably redesigned the whole sick bay, too. I know engineers, they love to change things.
Dock control reports ready, sir.
Helm ready, sir.
Orbiting departure on plot, sir.
Yard command signaling clear, sir.
Maneuvering thrusters, Mr. Sulu.
Maneuvering thrusters, sir.
Hold station.
Thrusters at station keeping, sir.
Thrusters ahead, Mr. Sir. Take us out.
Intermix set bridge. Impulse power at your discretion.
Impulse power, Mr. Sir. Ahead, warp 0.5. Departure angle on view.
Departure angle.
You were ahead.
You were ahead.
Captain's log, stardate 7412.6, 1.8 hours from launch. In order to intercept the intruder at the earliest possible time, we must now risk engaging warp drive while still within the solar system.
Captain, assuming we have full warp capability, accelerating to warp 7 on leaving the solar system will bring us to IP with the intruder in 20.1 hours.
Well, Bones, do the new medical facilities meet with your approval?
They do not. It's like working in a damn computer center.
Programming ready?
Program set for standard warp entry, Captain. But I still recommend further simulation study.
Mr. Decker, every minute brings that object closer to Earth.
Engineering, stand by for warp drive.
Captain, we need further warp simulation on the flow sensors.
Engineer, we need warp speed now.
Jim. You're pushing. Your people know their jobs.
That's it, sir. I can't do any better.
Aye, lad. It's borderline on the simulator, Captain. I cannot guarantee that she'll hold up.
Warp drive, Mr. Scott.
Ahead warp one, Mr. Sulu.
Accelerating to warp one, sir. 4.7. 0.8.
Warp 1, sir. Mr. Decker.
Wormhole.
Get us back on impulse power. Full reverse.
Go in reverse on impulse power.
Subspace frequencies jammed, sir. Wormhole effect.
Negative control. Inertial lag will continue 22.5 seconds before forward velocity slows to sublight speed.
Unidentified small object has been pulled into the wormhole with our captain directly ahead.
Port is a full. Cloud optic on view. The manual override on health.
No manual response, sir.
Navigation of the detectors coming up, sir.
Wormhole distortion has overloaded the main power systems.
Navigation of the detectors inoperative, Captain. Direction of control also inoperative.
Time to impact.
20 seconds.
Mr. Chekhov, stand by our phasers. No! Delay that phaser order! Arm photon torpedoes! Torpedoes!
Helm control restored, sir.
Position report, navigator.
Computing new intersection course.
Communications are normal, sir.
Negative damage reported, Captain. No casualties reported, Doctor.
Wrong, Mr. Chekhov. There are casualties. My wits. As in frightened out of, Captain, sir.
We're at warp point 8. Engineer, report your status there.
In just a second, exec. We're picking up the pieces down here.
Mr. Scott, we need warp drive as soon as possible.
Captain, it was the engine imbalance that created the wormhole in the first place. It'll happen again if we don't correct it.
That object is less than 2 days away from Earth. We need to intercept while it still is out there.
Navigator, lay in a new heading to conform with our initial IP with the intruder. Mr. Zulu, you have a con. Mr. Decker, I'd like to see you in my quarters.
Mind if I tag along, Captain?
Level 5. All right, explanation.
Why was my phaser order countermanded?
Sir, the Enterprise redesign increases phaser power by channeling it through the main engines. When they went into antimatter imbalance, the phasers were automatically cut off.
And you acted properly, of course.
Thank you, sir. I'm sorry if I embarrassed you.
You saved the ship.
I'm aware of that, sir.
Stop competing with me, Decker.
Permission to speak freely, sir?
Granted.
Sir, you haven't logged a single star hour in 2.5 years. That plus your unfamiliarity with the ship's redesign, in my opinion, sir, seriously jeopardizes this mission.
I trust you will nursemaid me through these difficulties, Mitch.
Yes, sir, I'll do that.
Then I won't keep you from your duties any longer, Commander. Yes, Doctor.
Aye, sir.
You may be right, Jim.
Was it difficult?
No more than I expected. About as difficult as seeing you again. I'm sorry.
That you left Delta 4? Or that you didn't even say goodbye?
If I had seen you again, would you have been able to say it?
No.
Make your point, Doctor.
The point, Captain, is that it's you who's competing. You ram getting this command on Starfleet's throat. You've used this emergency to get the Enterprise back.
And I intend to keep her, is that what you're saying?
Yes. It's an obsession. An obsession that can bind you to far more immediate and critical responsibilities. Your reaction to Decker is an example, Jim.
Bridge to Captain.
Viewer on.
Signal from a Federation-registered long-range shuttle, sir. She wishes to come alongside and lock on.
For what purpose?
My security scan shows it has a grade 1 priority, Captain. Non-belligerency confirmed. I suspect it is a courier of some kind.
Very well, Mr. Chekhov. See to it. Viewer off. Your opinion has been noted. Anything further?
That depends on you.
identity, Starfleet inactive.
Permission to come aboard, sir.
Granted, sir. Granted.
Why, it's Mr. Spock.
Spock.
Commander, if I may. I've been monitoring your communications with Starfleet Command, Captain. I'm aware of your engine design difficulties. I offer my services as science officer. With all due respect, Commander.
If our exec has no objections?
Of course not. I'm well aware of Mr. Spock's qualifications.
Mr. Chekov, log Mr. Spock's Starfleet Commission reactivated. List him as science officer. Both effective immediately.
Mr. Spock.
Well, so help me, I'm actually pleased to see you.
It's how we all feel, Mr. Spock.
Captain, with your permission, I will now discuss these fuel equations with the engineer.
Mr. Spock. Welcome aboard. Captain's log, Stardate 7413.4. Thanks to Mr. Spock's timely arrival and assistance, we have the engines rebalanced into full warp capacity. Repair time, less than 3 hours. Which means we will now be able to intercept intruder while still more than a day from Earth.
Warp point 8. Point 9.
Officer Spock, reporting as ordered, Captain.
Please sit down. Spock, you haven't changed a bit. You're just as warm and sociable as ever.
Nor have you, Doctor, as your continued predilection for irrelevancy demonstrates.
Gentlemen.
At last report, you were on Vulcan. Apparently to stay.
Yes, you were undergoing the Colonier discipline.
Sit down.
If you are referring to the Colinar, Doctor, you are correct.
Well, however it's pronounced, Mr. Spock, it's the Vulcan ritual that's supposed to purge all remaining emotions.
The Colinar is also a discipline you broke. To join us. Will you please sit down?
On Vulcan, I began sensing a consciousness from a source more powerful than I have ever encountered. Thought patterns of exactingly perfect order.
I believe they emanate from the intruder. I believe it may hold my answers.
Well, isn't it lucky for you that we just happen to be heading your way?
Bones.
We need him. I need him.
Then my presence is to our mutual advantage.
Any thought patterns you might sense, whether they appear to affect you personally or not, I expect immediately reported.
Of course, Captain. Is there anything else?
No.
Jim.
If this superintelligence is as important to him as he says it is, how do we know
that he wouldn't put his own interests ahead of the ship's? I could never believe that.
How do we know about any of this?
Bridge to officer's lounge. Captain Kirk, revised estimate on cloud visual contact, 3.7 minutes.
On my way.
You back on sensor.
Mag on viewer.
Full mag, sir.
Lingual code?
Continuing friendship messages on all frequencies, sir.
All Dexy divisions confirmed. Status red.
Captain, we are being scanned.
Do not return scan, Mr. Spock. Could be misinterpreted as hostility.
Intruder scans emanating from the exact center of the cloud. Energy of a type never before encountered.
No response to friendship messages, sir.
Shall I go to battle station, sir?
Negative. We'll take no provocative action.
Recommend defensive posture, Captain. Screens and shields.
No, Mr. Decker, that could also be misinterpreted as hostile. Cloud composition, Mr. Spock.
12 power energy field.
12 power? Captain, we've seen what their weapons can do. Shouldn't we take every possible precaution?
Mr. Decker.
Captain, I suspect there's an object at the heart of that cloud.
Mr. Decker, I will not provoke an attack. If that order isn't clear enough for you,
Captain, as your exec, it's my duty to point out alternatives.
Yes, it is. I stand corrected.
5 minutes to cloud boundary.
Navigator, lay in a conic section flight path to the cloud center. Bring us parallel to whatever we find on there. Mr. Sulu,
tactical plot on viewer.
Tactical on viewer, sir.
Power energy? Thousands of starships couldn't generate that much. Mr. Spock?
Spock, tell me.
I sense puzzlement. We have been contacted. Why have we not replied?
Contact. How?
What is up for? Deflect us now.
This Morgan defector is a fool, Captain.
Analysis, Mr. Spock.
Alien weapon is a form of plasma energy, Captain. Exact composition, unknown. Guidance system, unknown.
All decks, brace for impact.
full power on force field. Deflector power is down 70%.
Divert auxiliary power to deflectors.
Oh, good. Christine, it's Chekhov. Medic, I can stop this beam. Thank you.
Captain, the intruder has been attempting to communicate. Frequency, more than 1 million megahertz. And at such a high rate of speed, their entire message lasts only a millisecond. I am now programming our computer to transmit lingua code at their frequency and rate of speed. Commander?
Spock.
Here it comes.
Engineering, what's happening to our force field?
Our shields cannot handle another attack.
But Spock. Spock.
15 seconds.
Spock. Transmit now.
10 seconds.
Transmit.
Seem our friendship messages have been received and understood, Mr. Spock.
I would say that was a logical assumption, Captain.
1 minute, 30 seconds to cloud boundary.
Captain, we are obviously confronted by a highly advanced mentality. Yet, they cannot understand who we are or what we want.
And yet it would seem that they understood our message. They broke off the attack.
They may have attacked only as a warning to us, Captain. To keep away.
That would presuppose a feeling, Commander. Compassion. I sense no emotion. Only pure logic.
Mr. Sulu, hold present position.
Holding present position, sir.
Tactical plot on viewer.
Course projection on tactical, sir.
Opinion, Mr. Spock.
Recommend we proceed, Captain.
Mr. Decker?
I advise caution, Captain. We can't withstand another attack.
That thing is 20 hours away from Earth. We know nothing about it as yet.
Precisely the point, Captain. We don't know what it'll do. Moving into that cloud at this time is an unwarranted gamble.
How do you define unwarranted?
You ask my opinion, sir.
Viewer, standard ahead. Navigator, maintain course. Helmsman, steady as she goes.
generate a power field of this magnitude. Spock.
Instruments fluctuating, Captain. Patterns unrecognizable.
Image of alien to Starfleet. Advise we are attempting further communication.
Unable to make contact with Starfleet, Captain. Any attempt to transmit out of the cloud is being reflected back.
We're closing on it rapidly, Captain.
Reduce magnification factor for us.
We are already two settings below that, sir.
Mr. Sulu, bring us into a parallel course over the alien at 500 meters.
500 meters?
Then take us out to 100 kilometers distance, adjusting parallel course.
Aye, sir.
Ahead, sir.
from their vessel, Captain. Plasma energy combination. Don't interfere with it.
Absolutely, I will not interfere.
No one interfere. He doesn't seem interested in us. Onto the ship.
This is how I define unwarranted. Activate auxiliary computer circuits through manual shutoff.
Captain. We've been seized by a tractor beam.
Get someone up here to take the navigator station. Engineering.
Chief to the top of the bridge on the
emergency
dock.
Power.
But Captain, if we don't break free in 15 seconds, he'll burn up.
We cannot break free, Captain. We have only a fraction of the power necessary.
Engineering, relay that order. Disengage all main drive systems.
Falco, take over Lieutenant Ilea's station.
DeFalco, disengage engine navigation relays now.
Aye, sir.
Force field circuit D10 through 14 show ready for reactivation. Confirm, please.
Scotty, drive system should be free now.
Command.
Ready to launch remote communications drone with complete ship's records, including our present situation, sir.
Delay launching as long as possible. My drone can't escape as long as we're held in their track.
Aye.
Maximum phaser strike directly at the beam might weaken it just enough for us to break free.
Break free to where, Commander? Any show of resistance would be futile, Captain.
We don't know that, Mr. Spock. Why are you opposed to trying?
Thank you.
Why bring us inside? Not to destroy us. They could have done that outside.
They still can.
Curiosity, Mr. Decker. Insatiable curiosity.
Captain, photic sonar readings indicate the aperture is closing. We're trapped, sir.
Reverse angle on the viewer, Captain.
Beam has released us, Captain.
Confirmed. Vessel is floating free. No forward momentum.
Viewer ahead. Viewer ahead, sir.
Maneuvering thrusters, Mr. Sulu. Ahead, one third.
Thrusters ahead, one third.
Let's take a look. Full sensor scan, Mr. Spock. They can't expect us not to look them over now.
Now that we're looking down their throat.
Right, now that we got them just where they want us. It's closing up. Hold position.
Captain. All our scans are being reflected back. Sensors are useless.
Damn.
What do you make of all this?
I believe the closed orifice leads to another chamber. Undoubtedly part of the vessel's inner mechanism. I suspect it may be necessary.
Intruder alert!
Deck 5, Captain, with officers' quarters.
Have security meet me at Deck 5, main elevator. Spock. Mr. Decker, you have the call. Hold position.
You are the Kirk unit. You will assist me. I've been programmed by V'ger to observe and record normal functions of the carbon-based units infesting USS Enterprise.
Jim, what's going on?
Tricorder. Who is V'ger?
V'ger is that which programmed me.
Is V'ger the name of the captain of the alien vessel?
Jim, this is a mechanism.
A probe, Captain. No doubt a sensor transceiver combination. Recording everything we say and do.
Where is Lieutenant Ilea?
That unit no longer functions. I've been given its form to more readily communicate with the carbon-based units infesting Enterprise.
Carbon-based units?
Humans, Ensign Perez. Us.
Why does V'ger travel to the third planet of the solar system directly ahead?
To find the Creator.
Creator? Who's... What does V'ger want with the Creator?
To join with him.
To join with the Creator? How?
V'ger and the Creator will become one.
And who is the Creator?
The Creator is that which created V'ger.
Who is V'ger?
V'ger is that which seeks the creator. I'm ready to commence my observations.
Doctor, a thorough examination of this probe might provide some insight into those who manufactured it and how to deal with them.
Fine. Let's get her to sick bay.
I'm programmed to observe and record only the normal functioning of the carbon-based units.
The examination is a normal function.
You may proceed.
Micro-miniature hydraulics. Sensors. And molecule-sized multiprocessor chips. And take a look at this.
Osmotic micropump, right here. And even the smallest body functions are exactly duplicated. Every exocrine system is the same, too. Even eye moisture.
Decker.
Fascinating. Not Decker unit. Gentlemen. Well.
What happened to her?
Captain, this probe may be our key to the aliens.
Probe? Ilea?
Exactly. It is a program mechanism, Commander. Its body duplicates our navigator in precise detail. Suppose that beneath its programming, the real Ilea's memory patterns are duplicated with equal precision.
They had a pattern to follow.
Indeed. They may have followed it too precisely.
Ilea's memory? Your feelings of loyalty? Obedience? Friendship? Might all be there.
You did have a relationship with Lieutenant Ilea, Commander.
That probe in another form is what killed Ilea.
Commander! Will, we're locked in an alien vessel, 6 hours from Earth orbit. Our only contact with our captor is that probe. If we can control it, persuade it, use it.
I have recorded enough here. You will now assist me further.
The Decker unit can assist you with much greater efficiency. Carry on with your assignment, Mr. Decker.
Aye, sir.
I am concerned with that being our only source of information, Captain.
Captain's log, stardate 7414.1. Our best estimates place us some 4 hours from Earth. No significant progress thus far reviving Ilea memory patterns within the alien probe. This remains our only means of contact with our captor.
All those vessels were called Enterprise.
The carbon units use this area for recreation. This is one of the games. What types of recreation does the crew aboard your vessel enjoy?
The words recreation and enjoy have no meaning to my programming.
Ilea enjoyed this game. She nearly always won.
Good. He's using audio-visual association.
Thank you. This device serves no purpose. Why does Enterprise require the presence of carbon units?
Enterprise would be unable to function without carbon units.
More data concerning this functioning is necessary before carbon unit can be patented for data storage.
What does that mean?
When my examination is complete, all carbon units will be reduced to data patterns.
Within you are the memory patterns of a certain carbon unit. If I can help you to revive those patterns, you could understand our functions better.
That is logical. You may proceed.
I remember Lieutenant Ilea once mentioning she wore that.
Put it on.
Delta. Remember?
Ilea.
Dr. Chappell.
Is a mechanism.
Ilea, help us make direct contact with V'ger.
I cannot.
This creator V'ger is looking for. What is it?
V'ger does not know.
Computer, commence recording. Captain Kirk, these messages will detail my attempt to contact the aliens. I intend to calculate thruster ignition and acceleration rate to coincide with the opening of the V'ger orifice. This should facilitate a better view of the interior of the alien spacecraft.
Signals are growing in strength, sir. They still have the intruder on their monitors.
It's decelerating.
Confirmed, sir. Lunar beacons indicate intruder on a course into Earth orbit.
Sir, airlock 4 has been opened. A thruster suit is reported missing.
A thruster suit? That's Spock. Damn him.
Bring him back here. No, wait. Get a fix on this position.
Aye, sir.
I have successfully penetrated the next chamber of the alien's interior, and I'm witnessing some sort of dimensional image which I believe to be a representation of Beecher's home planet. I'm passing through a connecting tunnel, apparently a kind of plasma energy conduit, possibly a field coil for gigantic imaging system. Curious. I'm seeing images of planets, moons, stars, whole galaxies all stored here, recorded. It could be a representation of Peter's entire journey. But who or what are we dealing with? The Epsilon 9 station, stored here with every detail. Captain, I am now quite convinced that all of this is Vidra. That we are inside a living machine. Ilea. The sensor must contain some special meaning. I must try to mind meld with it.
Now scanning Pons area. Spinal nerve fiber connection.
Indications of some neurological trauma.
The power pouring through that mind meld must have been staggering. Spock.
Jim. I should have known.
Were you right? About Feature?
A life form of its own. A conscious living entity.
A living machine?
It considers the Enterprise a living machine. That's why the probe refers to our ship as an entity.
I saw Feature's planet. A planet populated by living machines. Unbelievable technology. Vidra has knowledge that spans this universe. And yet, with all its pure logic, Vidra is barren. Cold. No mystery. No beauty.
No. No, not. What should you have known? What should you have known?
Jim. This simple feeling is beyond Vidra's comprehension. Meaning, no hope, answers. It's asking questions. Is this all that I am? Is there nothing more?
Bridge to captain.
Kirk here.
A faint signal from Starfleet, sir. Intruder cloud has been located on their outer monitors for the past 27 minutes. Cloud dissipating rapidly as it approaches.
Starfleet reports forward velocity has slowed to subwarp speed. We are 3 minutes from Earth orbit.
I'll be right there. I need Spock on the bridge.
Dalphilin, 5 cc's.
This tactical on V'ger's position. V'ger is transmitting a signal.
Jim. From V'ger.
V'ger signals the creator.
Spock.
A simple binary code. Transmitted by carrier wave signal. Radio.
Radio. Jim.
V'ger expects an answer.
An answer? I don't know the question.
The creator has not responded.
Planetary defense systems have just gone inoperative.
The devices are proceeding toward equidistant positions, orbiting the planet.
They're the same things that hit us.
They are hundreds of times more powerful, Captain. From those positions, they could devastate the entire surface of the planet.
Creator has not answered. The carbon unit infestation is to be removed from the Creator's planet.
Why?
You infest Enterprise. You interfere with the Creator in the same manner.
Carbon units are not an infestation. They are a natural function of the Creator's planet. They are living things.
They are not true life forms. Only the Creator and other similar life forms are true.
Similar life forms. Jim, V'ger is saying its creator is a machine.
Is a child. I suggest you treat her as such.
A child?
Yes, Captain, a child. Evolving, learning, searching, instinctively needing.
Needing what?
Spock, this child is about to wipe out every living thing on Earth.
Now, what do you suggest we do? Spank it.
It knows only that it needs, Commander. But like so many of us, it does not know what.
The carbon units know why the Creator has not responded.
Disclose the information.
Not until Vija withdraws the devices orbiting the third planet.
Captain, I'm losing Starfleet. Interference from Vija.
Kirk unit, disclose the information. Why has the Creator not responded?
No. Secure all stations. Clear the bridge.
Clear the bridge, Captain?
That was the order, Mr. Sulu. Clear the bridge.
Aye, sir.
Your child is having a tantrum, Mr. Spock.
BG requires the information.
Bridge! Secure all stations. Move out.
Jim, what the hell kind of strategy is this?
All ships functions going to automatic, Captain.
If Vija destroys the Enterprise, the information that Vija requires will also be destroyed.
It is illogical to withhold required information. Kirk unit! Kirk unit! Why do you not disclose information?
Because Vija is going to destroy all the carbon units on the third planet.
They have repressed the Creator.
The information will not be disclosed.
Vija needs the information.
Then Vija must withdraw all the orbiting devices.
Vija will comply if the carbon units will disclose the information.
It learns fast, doesn't it?
Captain, the vessel, Vija, obviously operates from a central brain complex.
The orbiting devices would be controlled from that point, then?
Precisely.
The carbon unit's information cannot be disclosed to Vija's probe, but only to Vija, directly.
Resume duty stations.
All personnel, resume stations.
Well, Mr. Decker, it seems my bluff has been called.
I'm afraid our hand is pretty weak, Captain.
Let's check up. When do those devices reach final position?
27 minutes. Mark.
Scott, be prepared to execute Starfleet Order 2005.
When, sir?
on my command.
Aye, sir.
Why has the captain ordered self-destruct, sir?
I would say that's because he thinks, he hopes, that when we go up, we'll take the intruder with us.
Will we?
When that much matter and antimatter are brought together. Oh, yes, we will indeed.
Minutes to device activation, sir.
Gravity control, give me an all decks readout.
Starfleet has been apprised of our situation, Captain.
Crew status is 172 at duty station, 248 off duty, 11 in sick bay, all minor.
Character beam remains constant.
We are 17 kilometers inside the vessel.
Deck crew, that temperature should read 1013 degrees. Please confirm. Spock. Spock. Not for us.
No, Captain, not for us. For V'ger. I weep for V'ger as I would for a brother. As I was when I came aboard. So is V'ger now. Empty, incomplete, and searching. Logic and knowledge are not enough.
Spock.
Are you saying that you found what you needed, but V'ger hasn't?
What would V'ger need to fulfill itself?
Each of us, at some time in our lives, turns to someone, a father, a brother, a god, and asks, why am I here? What was I meant to be? V'ger hopes to touch its creator, to find its answers.
Is this all that I am? Is there nothing more?
Captain.
Forward motion slowing, Captain.
Captain, I believe that is our destination.
I read an oxygen gravity envelope forming outside the Enterprise.
Forward motion stop, Kit.
V'ger. Sir, I've located the source of V'ger's radio signal. It's directly ahead.
That transmitter is a vital link between V'ger and its creator.
The carbon unit will now provide V'ger with the required information.
Spock? Bones? Mr. Decker, I will contact you every 5 minutes.
Captain. I'd like to go along.
Mr. Sulu, you have the comm.
V-G-E-R. Feature. V-O-Y-A-G-E-R. Voyager. Voyager 6.
NASA. National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Jim. This was launched more than 300 years ago.
Voyager series.
Designed to collect data and transmit it back to Earth.
They used to call a black hole.
It must have emerged on the far side of the galaxy and fell into the machine planet's gravitational field.
The machine inhabitants found it to be one of their own kind. Primitive, yet kindred. They discovered its simple 20th century programming. Collect all data possible.
Learn all that is learnable. Return that information to its creator.
Precisely, Mr. Decker. The machines interpreted it literally.
They built this entire vessel so that Voyager could actually fulfill its programming.
And on its journey back,
it amassed so much knowledge. It achieved consciousness itself. It became a living thing. Enterprise. Order up the ship's computer library records on the late 20th century NASA probe Voyager 6. Specifically, we want the old NASA code signal that instructs the probe to transmit its data. And fast, Uhura, fast.
Aye, sir.
That's what it's been signaling. Its readiness to transmit its information.
And there's no one on Earth who could recognize the old signal and send a response.
The Creator does not answer.
V'ger.
V'ger.
We are the Creator.
That is not logical. Carbon units are not true life forms.
We will prove it. We will make it possible for you to complete your programming. Only the Creator could accomplish that. Enterprise.
We have just received the response code, Captain.
Set the Enterprise transmitter on appropriate frequency and transmit the code now.
Transmitting.
504. 329. 317, 510, and the final sequence.
That should trigger Voyager's transmitter.
Voyager is not transmitting its data, Captain.
The Creator must join with V'ger.
Uhura, repeat the final sequence.
Peter must join with Vija.
Not transmitting, Captain, because it did not receive the final sequence.
Jim, we're down to 10 minutes.
Enterprise, stand by. The antenna leads are melted away.
Yes, Captain, just now. By V'ger itself.
Why?
To prevent reception.
Of course. To bring the Creator here. To finish transmitting the code in person. To touch the Creator.
Capture God. V'ger's liable to be in for one hell of a disappointment.
Perhaps not, Doctor. Must evolve. Its knowledge has reached the limits of this universe, and it must evolve. What it requires of its God, Doctor, is the answer to its question. Is there nothing more?
What more is there than the universe, Spock?
Other dimensions, higher levels of being.
The existence of which cannot be proven logically. Therefore, V'ger is incapable of believing in them.
What V'ger needs in order to evolve is a human quality. Our capacity to leap beyond logic.
And joining with its creator might accomplish that.
You mean this machine wants to physically join with a human? Is that possible?
Let's find out.
Decker, I'm going to key the final sequence through the ground test computer.
Decker, you don't know what that'll do to you.
Yes, I do, Doctor.
Decker, don't.
Jim, I want this. As much as you wanted the Enterprise, I want this.
Did we just see the beginning of a new life form?
Yes, Captain. We witnessed a birth. Possibly a next step in our evolution.
I wonder.
Well, it's been a long time since I delivered a baby. And I hope we got this one off to a good start.
I hope so, too. I think we gave it the ability to create its own sense of purpose. Out of our own human weaknesses. And the drive that compels us to overcome them.
And a lot of foolish human emotions, right, Mr. Spock?
Quite true, Doctor. Unfortunately, it will have to deal with them as well.
Interrogative from Starfleet. They're requesting damage and injury reports and complete vessel status.
Report 2 casualties.
Lieutenant Ilea. Captain Decker.
Aye, sir.
Correction. They're not casualties. They are... List them as missing. Vessel status, fully operational.
Aye, sir.
Mr. Scott, shall we give the Enterprise a proper shakedown?
I would say it's time for that, sir. Aye. We can have you back on Vulcan in 4 days, Mr. Spock.
Unnecessary, Mr. Scott. My task on Vulcan is completed.
Mr. Sulu, ahead warp one.
Warp one, sir.
Heading, sir.
Out there. That away.